guesting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Glad we can be together again today. I brought a ball to show you today. Have you ever seen one like this? You know what kind it is? A basketball. Mm-hmm. And it needs a basket to go in it. I have a basket outside, so let's try it. Yeah, let's take it out and try it in the basket. Please won't you be my neighbor? There's the basket. This basket isn't very tall for me. I think maybe I'll just measure it and see how high it is. I've got a yardstick inside, so let's just go get it. Always keep a yardstick in the closet. There it is. You know why it's called a yardstick? Because it's 3 feet long, and 3 feet is a yard. Mm-hmm. So that's 1 yard up to there. And another yard up to there. That's 6 feet. It's a little over 6 feet. Yeah. That's why it's easy for me to put it in there. You know, I think maybe I'll get this chair and try shooting baskets sitting on a chair. That'll be different. That's not as easy. Whew. Marlon Barnett said that she'd come by today for some exercises and something extra special, but she's not expected for a while, so we'll need to wait. I like shooting baskets while I wait. Ah, good. Lots of different things that you can do while you're waiting. Get your breath, for one thing. Can you think of some things that you like to do while you're waiting? Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. While we're waiting for something new to do. Let's try to think up a song while we're waiting. That's liberating and will be true to you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. You know it's really all right. In fact, it's downright quite bright to think of something to do that's specific for you. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. What do you like to do while you're waiting? Do you read books? I like to read books. I'll show you all the books I have in here. These are just a few of the books that I like to read. Do you ever build with blocks while you're waiting? I do. And I also like to have make-believe while I'm waiting. You know that. Let's get the trolley. Come on, trolley. Here you are. Did you ever take a basketball on a trip? Okay. You know, X the Owl has two of his cousins visiting him. Cousin Mary Owl and Cousin Steve Owl. Well, Cousin Steve thinks there's a secret tunnel somewhere in the neighborhood, so he's looking for it. Let's think more about that now as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, trolley.
Evelyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
And the purpose of your royal yardstick?
Oh, you mean this?
Yes.
Well, Uncle Friday, have you ever heard of an underground tunnel in this neighborhood?
An underground tunnel?
Yes, a tunnel that's under this ground.
It has not come to my attention, but you may show it to me immediately.
Oh, we're not sure that there actually is one. I just wondered whether you had heard of one.
Oh, no. What in the world?
You'll see, Uncle Friday.
Doesn't sound like anything here.
A feathered guest, I presume?
You're right about that, King.
Uncle Friday, this is X's cousin Steve Owl.
Are you a basketball-playing owl?
Well, I do like to play, yes. But right now I'm using this ball to help test the sound of the ground.
The sound of the ground?
Yes. I'm bouncing the ball over different spots on the ground to see if the sound changes. Okay. If it does, maybe the tunnel's underneath.
Ooh. Isn't he a clever owl, Uncle Friday?
Yes. If you discover a tunnel, I expect to be told immediately. I will need to prepare a speech.
Of course.
In the meantime, you may proceed.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Friday.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Uncle Friday. I mean, King Friday.
Very well. Carry on.
Farewell.
He's your uncle?
Yes, and he wants to know everything that's going on. Mm.
Any luck with the measuring?
Nothing new.
Well, let's go check with Cousin X.
All right.
Want to try?
Sure.
Hey, nice. You two. What are you two up to?
We're looking for a secret tunnel, Lady Elaine.
And who are you, Buster?
I'm X's cousin, Steve.
Well, you're the best basketball owl I've ever seen.
Just trying to help out.
That's what Cousin Mary said.
Have you seen her?
Yes, she's been in my map room for hours. Oh, here she comes.
Cousin Mary.
Oh, hi, Cousin Mary.
Hi.
Find anything new?
No, but I found something old.
What is it?
This scrap of old paper.
I never saw that in the map room. What does it say?
Once upon a time, there was a secret tunnel in the neighborhood of make-believe, but...
But what?
That's all it says.
Well, if there was a secret tunnel here once, then it's still here. I mean, somewhere. Let's keep looking. And listening.
Mm-hmm. I'll go tell Uncle Friday that there's been a new development.
About an old secret.
Right. I'll be back.
Thanks for all your help.
Thank you all for all this news.
Hey, what about this?
13. Yes, Trolley. It really might be somewhere near.
Where do you think the tunnel might be? Of course, we could pretend it to be anywhere we want. That's what's so special about make-believe. You can make-believe anything. That's why it's different from real. Let's feed the fish. Here you are, fish. I could pretend all day that I was feeding the fish, but until I actually did it, these fish wouldn't get any food. Oh, maybe that's Marlon Barnett. Let's see. It is. Hi, Marlon.
Hi, Fred. Are you ready for some exercises?
I'm always ready for exercises.
Great.
Are you ready?
We always start with a full body workout.
Okay.
That means we have to work our arms and our legs at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
This one is fun.
All right.
Just pretend like you're marching. Just move your arms naturally.
Okay.
Now watch my arms. Start pretending like you're grabbing something and pulling it.
Oh, that's not easy.
Let's grab higher and pull higher and higher.
Can you do that?
Can we move a little faster?
I'll try.
That's it. Grab and pull.
Boy, what an exercise that is.
That's enough. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I could feel it, you know.
Could you?
Yeah.
Good, now we're warm. Mm-hmm. Now we're ready to bend and stretch.
Okay.
And I have a new type of exercise for you.
Right.
I need your help. Right. If you put your arm out there, sometimes if I don't have a friend to work with, I'll use a wall, and I'll just lean against the wall. Since I have you, I'm going to stand up nice and tall, and I'm going to swing. Can you see that leg?
Yes.
Move it back,
your
and I'm going to bend the front. Knee until the heel of this leg touches. I'm just going to hold it. Stretch.
You can feel it stretching?
I can feel it without moving. Then I'm going to try the other one. Now remember to stand over the leg that's in the front. The other one goes back.
Uh-huh.
And I bend until the heel touches. Would you like to try it?
Sure. I always like to try your exercise. Now you say to put this one
back
the toe,
mm-hmm.
and put that heel down.
That's right.
Oh boy, can I feel this stretching?
You feel
right
that? The muscles.
Stretch it. And straight.
Good.
Isn't it?
That's it.
Now
and
the other one.
And the other one. Back, till the heel touches. Stay forward.
Yeah, I didn't feel it that time. I better try to do it right now. Straight.
Take it back. Keep your body forward and just bend.
Oh,
good.
There it is. Yeah.
Hold.
How How long do you hold it?
Sometimes I count to 10.
Uh-huh. 7, 8, 9, 10.
That was very good.
I can feel that, yeah. Do you have any specific exercises for basketball players?
Yes, I do. In fact, I noticed your hoop out back.
Yeah, I've been shooting some baskets.
In fact, I have some exercises that we do with our wheelchair athletes.
Oh, good.
I'd like to show them to you.
I'd like to see
them. Let's try them sitting down.
Because we'll get to see them a little later, won't we?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
And they work out in chairs.
Uh-huh.
So we can pretend like we're sitting down, and we can start here with one arm up, and we can work it together. Let's bend from the waist to stretch. Hold.
Okay,
come back into place. Take another arm up. It's real important to make sure your upper body is in complete shape and stretch. And hold, and back into place.
I can feel that.
Can we try it again?
Sure.
Up, over, and back into place. Let's try another one.
Okay.
This one, sometimes we pretend like we use a basketball, but you don't have to have a basketball. You just hold above your head, mm-hmm. like a flex position, and extend up. And you really want to reach way up. Way up. Reach. And back. And stretch.
Oh, this is like I was doing when I was sitting in the chair.
Yes. Stretch.
Doing the baskets.
Don't jerk it. Stretch. And stretch. Down. That's good. Do you feel that?
Oh,
feel that in the muscles of the upper arm, especially in the shoulders?
Sure do.
Now, I know I promised I was going to take you to see some basketball players. Mm-hmm. All of these players play basketball. They play the sport in wheelchairs.
Oh, I'd like to see them.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'd like to meet them. Oh, I better put this back on the porch, Marlon. Don't want anybody falling on them.
Can Leah play too?
Hey, we have guests, guys.
Yes. Hi, John.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
This is Fred Rogers.
Glad to
meet
you, John.
John Secora.
Thank you.
I still have to go to my meeting. Please make sure you show Fred some of those warm-up exercises we do.
Certainly.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Marla.
Bye, Fred.
Bye.
Fred, I'd like you to meet the other members of the team.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
This is Brad.
Hello, Brad.
Hi.
Glad to meet you.
And Darius.
Hello.
Hello, Darius. Glad to meet you.
And on my right is Leah.
Hello,
Hi.
Leah.
Nice to meet you.
I'm glad to meet you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
Hello.
And I'd like to ask you if you've always played basketball in wheelchairs.
Not always, Fred. We were all involved in an accident of one type or another. Three of us in car accidents, and Brad was in a diving injury, diving into a swimming pool.
Oh.
And we can no longer use our legs because of those accidents.
But did you play basketball before when you could stand up?
Some of us did, but not all. But now that we're in wheelchairs, that we still love the game so much that this is one way to play.
Well, I'd like to take a closer look at the chair, if
sure.
I may. Now, I see these straps here. Why would you have those?
Well, because we don't have control of our legs, Fred. The straps help keep our feet in position on the wheelchair when we're playing the game of basketball and we make quick turns. Sometimes we're turning so quickly one way that if we don't have the straps, our feet would fall off the chair.
Uh-huh.
So it really helps maintain our position.
And the wheels look like they're on an angle rather than straight up and down.
That's called cambering, and it gives us more stability, but it also really helps us turn much quicker in the chair. We can turn...
Oh, boy, that is quick. Now, there are little wheels beside these two.
Yes, those are actually rollerblade wheels. And again, in combination with the cambering, they really help us turn much quicker.
Uh-huh. Well, now, when I was walking in with Marlon, I saw you all throwing two balls back and forth. Is that the way you play?
Well, that's one of our warm-up exercises. It gets us loose and ready to come out onto the court and play the game.
Aha. Uh-huh. Do you have other exercises?
Sure. We stretch a bit. We get off to the sides and stretch out. Ah, it feels good.
Yeah. Oh, Marlon helps me with exercises like that.
Great. And another one we do is a rotation. It's almost like we're dancing,
doing the twist. I'd like very much to see you play on the court, if you would.
Sure.
Would you? I'll just wait over here.
Here you go, Darius. Who do you want?
Ready?
Okay. Switch, switch. What's your pick? What's your pick? Gotta go out.
Shot,
Brad. Switch. Shot. Nice shot. Ball.
Shot. Ball.
Send it. Shot.
How was that? That was great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Boy, how do you make your chair go at the same time as making the ball go? A
lot of practice.
I guess so. And I also noticed that as you were going along, there were times when you'd hold the ball in your lap. You're allowed to do that?
Well, you're allowed to, first of all, you have to get two pushes. And then you have to put the ball on the ground.
So you don't have to dribble the whole time. You're allowed two pushes whenever you want.
Right.
So long as you dribble in between.
Right.
Now, do any of you do other sports as well as basketball?
Yes, there's a lot of different other sports. Like there's sledge hockey. There's road racing that Brad does.
Uh-huh.
And Lee and I are involved in other sports. We do water skiing and snow skiing, tennis, just to name a few, and cycling.
Boy, that's wonderful. I'd really like to see you do all those things.
You ought to come out again some other time and see the other activities.
I'd be glad to. But thanks for today.
Thank really you, Fred.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Oh, what a pass. Yes! What a shot. Man, where does that guy get those assists? Oh, thank you.
just thinking about John and Brad and Leah and Darius and what great athletes they are. But they had to want to be great, and they had to work hard at their sport for hours and hours. Just like stand-up players have to work and practice hard. Oh, they had some fancy equipment, but it's who they are inside that makes them do the good work. As I think about Darius and Leah and Brad and John and you, I'd like to sing this song. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your fancy equipment. That's just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. Gives me such a good feeling to know people who make so much out of whatever they have. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.